Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
what's happening?
Brother,
what's
up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid.
Right on. Hey, man.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. What an amazing show we have. We're here every single Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. But today, and let me let you know right now, today we will not be on for the full 2 hours. Unfortunately, I have to get on an airplane to get back to Los Angeles. I am in the ATL, and we were shooting a movie called Justice on Trial. Now, you know we did the play in Los Angeles at the Wilshire Bell Theater, and it was on November the 17th. And, of course, today is wonderful, November the 25th. So, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to everybody who's listening to the show. And I want to thank all of our co-hosts and our hosts and all of our listeners. People listen to the show from all over the world. So, first, let me thank the people who are listening in Japan, Russia, Africa, Zimbabwe, and Nigeria, in Egypt, and all over in Canada. Thank you guys for listening to the show. for all the people listening to the show in Chicago, Detroit, New York, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, Arkansas, San Francisco, Silicon Valley, on Crenshaw Boulevard in Los Angeles. Thank you guys for listening and supporting the show. I want to thank all of my sponsors who sponsor me in every different way that they possibly can to make sure that the civil rights work is getting done, not only in Los Angeles, but everywhere we go. And we have some very exclusive special guests. One of our guests is Pastor Robert White, who is from Montgomery, Alabama, and he wrote a book called A Drive Through Alabama, Civil Rights Corridor. We're going to have him on this morning. And so tell all your friends. If you want all your friends to listen to the show right now, tell them to dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Now, if you want all your friends to listen to the show online, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. I got to tell you, working on the movie of Justice on Trial, you got to see this movie. It comes out in February of 2020. This is going to be a movie that you will remember never to forget. Now, you know, on this show, we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, our rights. There's no smoking guns on this show. This is the real deal, Holyfield, live and uncut. And it is an honor and a pleasure. Let's get in some of our co-hosts right now. Matter of fact, let's get in Cousin V all the way out down in Texas. Good morning, Cousin V. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Great Monday morning. It was freezing cold, but it is nice weather here in Texas. And thank God we are counting down to our 150th show.
Our 150th show. Oh, my gosh. If you guys missed the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show Award Show, which we held just a few months ago in Los Angeles at the Proud Bird, it was off the hook. It was amazing. And I'm grateful for our sponsor, Professor Reams. We want to thank Professor Reams, who is a co-host on the show, who does our commentary every single week. So we want to thank our sponsors who sponsored the award show. And we're looking forward to our award show in 2020. Come on down. We have a lot of special people that we give awards to that do special, wonderful, fantastic things. And now I'm going to be looking forward to giving Pastor Robert White an award because he's going to be a guest on our show. And also, we're going to have a very, very special guest that was on the movie set with me. His name is Zeno. And Zeno is a really great guy. He's a very intelligent brother. And we're going to talk about the movie. So in just a minute, first of all, before we go any further on the show, remember, I always tell you on the show, this is the real deal, Holyfield. It's a civil rights talk show. If you want somebody to listen, you want to tell your friends that you're on the air live on the radio show, tell them to dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Now, every week on this show, we have a word of the week. Every week on the show, we have the word of the week. The word of the week for this week is servant. Amen. Now, make that applicable to your life, however it fits in there. Servant. Are you a servant? Now, that's the word of the week. Write it down. And every week we have a scripture of the week. Every week on our show we have a scripture of the week. We'll get to the scripture later. But we always have a wonderful, fantastic, phenomenal show. And there's, like I said, no smoking guns. Without further ado, let's get our co-host in the studio who wrote the book, Regulate the Manual, and he also wrote The Haunted Soul, Brother. Without further ado, let's get in the studio, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen, our co-host. How are you today?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you, what's going on? What's going on is this great, fantastic Monday morning on the Monday Morning Greatest Rock Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones. Hey, call your friend and tell in. And tell them to call in. Yes, right now. It's a little short show, so you might not get much, but we guarantee you this. We're going to be standing for your rights, my rights, his rights, her rights, constitutional rights, equal rights, civil rights, and any other by ways that we must make it right. Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Cousin V, and to everyone else
out
there.
Good morning, Regulator.
Good morning, Mr. Regulator. How are you? We're looking forward to having an excerpt out your book, no matter how short the show is today. And I got to tell you,
right.
the show is normally 2 hours, and we do have all kinds of stuff that goes on. And within that 2 hours, we do nice interviews. We've had Joe Jackson on the show. We've had Bobby Brown on the show. We've had political leaders on the show. We've had civil rights activists from all over the United States on the show. And we've had city councilmen. We've had Congress people on the show. We had Congresswoman Diane Watson. We've had all kinds of people on the show, and we do it every week. We've had people that work in Alabama on the show. Whoa, speaking of that, let's get in our co-host, Prophetess Monica. Good morning, Prophetess Monica. How are you this morning? Good morning, Prophetess. Okay, we're going to go.
Good morning,
Prophetess Monica. Good morning,
yes,
Prophetess
good
Monica.
Morning.
We had to find you.
Yeah, I was in there. I was in there. Good morning and a happy Monday. And God is good. And I just want to add to it. He said we're fighting for civil rights and your rights, human rights. Well, we want to say that we're also fighting for the God-given rights. Hallelujah.
We Amen. Got the rights God-given
from
rights.
God, the Most High.
Good morning,
Prophetess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say good morning to Prophetess Monica.
Good morning, Prophetess Monica. Good morning, Prophetess Monica.
Good morning, people. Bless people. Good morning. God bless
now,
you.
Now you have a segment in the show, A Moment with the Prophet, where you give uplifting and inspiring and encouraging spiritual uplifting. So we're going to get to that in the show today. And matter of fact, while we're doing that, Make sure you have our scripture ready for this week, because we're going to have to cut the show short because I got to go jump on an airplane and get up out the ATL and get back to L.A. Cali, to where the sun always shines 100% of the time. But I have had so much fun here in Atlanta. I went to this wonderful church called First Baptist Church, Ganeshan Incorporated, and it was off the hook. I even got some live footage. And matter of fact, while we're talking about that, let me get in, and we're going to get in our special guest, Pastor Robert White, in just a few minutes. But right now, we're going to go to a special guest named Zeno. Let's see here. Let's see if this is my brother Zeno. Good morning, brother Zeno. Are you in the studio with us this morning?
I am with you this morning. Good morning to everyone. God bless.
Everybody say good
morning,
Zeno.
Good morning, Zeno.
Good morning, Zeno. Welcome to the show.
Good
morning,
Mr.
Zeno.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now,
God is
now
good.
This God
yes,
is so good.
Good all the time.
Not only did myself and Zeno do the play in Los Angeles at the Wilshire Bell Theater, which, Prophetess Monica, you were there, and Zeno played one of the jurors. And without further ado, Zeno, not only were we in the play together in L.A., but we also worked on the movie here in Atlanta. So please elaborate a little bit. Share.
Absolutely. The play was fantastic. We played to basically standing room only at the Wilshire E. Bell. It was great, a blessing, and it was also a great and powerful message about social justice and the need for change in the judicial system.
Wow, and it was amazing. Go right ahead, Zeno.
It was. And the movie would just be the same type level, if not a greater level of excitement for what needs to go on, the change that needs to go on this in this country, dealing with not only racism, but the even the idea of reparations for what has been done to us as a people by the systematic injustice in this country.
Amen.
Yes,
praise
amen.
God. That was well
praise
said.
God. Yes, hallelujah.
That was well said, Zeno. Well said. Yeah, let's give that a big hand. Let's give that a big hand, because that is so important that we realize. Now, normally we would go for 2 hours, but it's 12:14. I'm going to stop the show at 12:45 because I got to get down and I got to get to the airport. But while we're here, we're going to get another wonderful special guest in the studio right now, Pastor Robert White. So without further ado, Pastor Robert White, are you there this morning in the studio with us? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you
Hello.
Loud and clear. Hello.
Good morning.
Okay,
everybody
right.
say
Thank
everybody
you
say good
there.
Morning to Pastor White. Oh, this is
good morning, Pastor.
Please say
good morning, Pastor White. Welcome to the show.
All right. Good
morning,
good morning to all my kin folks out there.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Good morning
Amen.
To all my kin folks.
Amen.
Yeah, all my kin
now,
people out there. Zeno, good to hear y'all voice.
Now, Zeno, please meet Pastor White. Pastor White, please meet Zeno.
All right. Yeah, I think I've been on a couple of the sets. I think we've met. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Dan,
yes.
It's definitely good to reacquaint myself with you, Dan. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well.
That is good.
Now, without
That's
further
good,
ado.
God.
Now, before we get into our interview, I have a couple of topics that we're going to have on the show really quick, and I like to do this every week. I do it every week. We have a short topic, but normally we have a longer topic. But today is going to be a short topic. The topic of the week is: Are you ready? Are you ready for the mark of the beast? The topic of right now is: Are you ready for the mark of the beast? In Sweden and in Europe, they're getting microchips in their wrist and in their hand, between the finger and the thumb, where the meaty part is. They're putting a chip in your hand. This chip is able to get you into the gym. This chip is able to get you into the bank and get your banking done. This chip can also help you get your tickets online for your airline and anything else. When you go to the doctor now, you won't need a card. You just wave your hand across the computer, and it'll automatically do whatever needs to do, you know, this. They're chipping people now. And if they chip you, it means that you are on the grid, and you can be found anywhere, and you can be traced and tracked anywhere. And imagine if they want to shut your chip down or make your chip explode. We're not even going to go there. But that's one of our topics. We're going to touch on it in a second. Before we get into our interview with Pastor Robert White, I'm going to go around. Now, our other subject matter is extremely very important. In Los Angeles, California, there was a young kid that we can't give out his name because he's a minor, but he was 6 years old. And some kind of way, this kid was able to get a gun and shoot himself. And I'm really upset about that because he's only 5 years old, and he was a foster care kid. Him and his four brothers lived in a foster care home, and so he's a young African-American kid who had a future. But who knows what really happened? We don't know. But when I get back to Los Angeles, I've been asked to get involved with the investigation on the death of this five-year-old kid, and I'm really upset because I've gone after the foster care system before where they have stole all the money from the foster care kids who are being emancipated back into the system. But by the time we got finished, all those kids got all their money. So here we go again. But this time it's even more serious because not only was money taken, but a human life was taken. So without further ado, I'm going to start with Pastor White. Pastor White, how do you feel about this five-year-old kid who was able to get a gun and shoot himself, who was already in the foster care system, already going through trials and tribulations? Without further ado, Pastor White, please take the floor.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a part of what we call the mark of the beast right there. I mean, it is the entrance into a market. And that word mark in the Greek has a meaning that once you receive that entrance or that accommodation or that acknowledgement, then you're able to do business and you're able to participate in a certain privilege that other people are not. But with the accessibility of guns, we never look at who is bringing the guns into the community. It's always the actions that people take with the guns. And so wherever you go in the world and you have black people and white people coexisting together, black people are at the bottom, white people are at the top, and black people are preying or being victim to each other in some type of way. And that's a global system. And so first, black people have to understand really what type of system they're in and also understand that it is purposeful and it is intentful to take guns, as many as possible, and put them in our community to do what it is that they know will happen. You're going to have accidental shootings, but at the same time, you also have violence on our street escalating And all of that's by design. All of that's by purpose. And so those types of things have been, you know, well studied, and it's a part of our study to not only understand, but begin to educate mostly our young people on these events and these issues, you know, most of which you talk about on the class, talk about on the show, because we're mostly ignorant, you know, because we're not taught these things and we're not in environments to where we can discuss these things in a historic and in an academic manner. I've taught at a HBCU, Alabama State University, for 26 years. I taught African-American, yeah. I teach African-American humanities and history, and I teach law classes as well. And the shooting of the little child, probably either by the child or something else happened and they just blamed the child, shot himself. That happens a lot too. It's just one symptom. Yeah, it's just one symptom of a bigger social issue that we have yet to address, and we skip and skate around it, but very seldom are we able to grasp it and give it the attention that it needs, except when something bad happens, you know.
Wow,
and so
thank you so much. Well, I'm sorry, I apologize, Pastor Robert. In the essence of the time, I want to go around and get a little bit more, but then we're going to come back and talk about your book. So right now I'm going to go to Cousin V. Cousin V, quickly, Cousin V, give us your take on this, on the shooting of the kid. They say he committed suicide. I don't think he committed suicide. I don't think he shot himself. I think something else happened.
Didn't.
But Cousin V, please take the floor.
Absolutely not.
First of all, I don't think a 5-year-old child knows what suicide is. That sounds absurd. And then thank Pastor White for the insight on the mark of the beast and how businesses actually work. So thank you for that.
Amen, amen. Without further ado, Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Please chime in.
Yes, Pastor Eddie, and Pastor Mike hit all of the points right there in a short span of time. And see, the other entity that's in between that doesn't go and do the intelligence, the investigation, or whatever it takes to those who are providing the weapons, to those who are... if there is a way to get a hold of those who are promoting the social illness within our music industries and in our music that we adopted to. So until we, as a people, we're the only people in this nation that has the greatest challenge in to adapt to this system and country, because we're not, like was previously said, our umbilical cord is not attached to our motherland. So we need to know who we are, not just who God is alone, but also who we are. Going around praising God and not knowing who we are and who our adversaries are leave us blinded by a lot of challenges.
Amen, amen. Without further ado, and we're going to come to Zeno. Brother Zeno, please give us your take on what you feel about the 5-year-old that they say in the foster care system committed suicide. They say a security guard had his gun in the closet, and some kind of way the kid got to the gun. Now, first of all of us know we don't leave our guns in the closet on the floor. Our guns are up high in the closet, probably in a lockbox where you can't get to it. Zeno, please chime in. Take the floor.
First of all, I would like to say, yes, all of these things are true. And as far as the chipping, that is also problematic. It seems like they're just trying to scapegoat like they usually do for our people. It's sad. They always demonize us, the victims, like we kill and do these things to ourselves. It's part of the greater problem of systematic injustice that we all face every day.
Mm-mm-mm. Without further ado, Prophetess Monica, take the floor. Please chime in. What do you think about this?
What I think about this is that we as a people got to really get a better understanding of what's going on. I listen to the man of God. Education is important. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. You know, it's been really lightly, I want to say, addressed, as he said, very well spoken. It's been lightly addressed, the things that have been happening to our people. They're misguided, distracted, misunderstood, and much, much more. You know, it would, you know, take forever. But the thing is this, is that we got to realize, first of all, like he said, it's, you know, about God. Listen, when we know who he is, that's when we'll know who we are, not before. It's never going to happen. When we don't recognize who our Creator is, our Heavenly Father, we're not going to know who we are. Nobody's going to tell you who you are more than who made you. And so when we stop being religious and be more in a relationship, just like with your daddy, your father, because that's really who he is. He's just our Heavenly Father. And there has been a big gap there, because it's like, oh, well, that's just God. And, oh, just, you know, you go to church. No, it's not. This is a full-on relationship with the mightiest, all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipotent, omnipresent Father that made us, that loved us. And so until we know who he really is, we're not going to know who we are. So it's important that we continue to teach on this matter, that because of the lack of knowledge, this is why these things are happening. And even at that level, five-year-old, let me tell you something, spirits are real. And people don't know that we got to go in the realm of the spirit to pull down this wickedness. The Bible says it. I'm not just saying this. The Bible says it. Wickedness in high places. Now, how are we going to pull that down in the natural realm? It's not going to happen. So let's go in the realm of the spirit, y'all, and begin to pull this stuff down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's what I think about it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank everybody for your answer right now. In the essence of time, being that I have to leave the show, we're going to be cutting the show up at 12:45, which will be 9:45 your time, because I have to go jump on get on a shuttle, get to the airport, and jump up out of the ATL to get back down to Los Angeles, California. I want to give a big shout out to one of our sponsors, Elaine Causey, who supports our show and is on our show every single week. I want to send a shout out to you and the family. God bless you. Thank you so much. Also to Professor Reams, who I don't see in the studio with us today. But without further ado, this fine gentleman, Mr. Robert White, wrote a book, and the name of his book is called A Drive Through Alabama Civil Rights Corridor. Without further ado, in the essence of time, let's go directly to our special guest, Pastor Robert White. Please take the floor.
Okay. Yeah, the title of the book is Highway 80, A Drive Through Alabama Civil Rights Corridor. And the reason why we picked Highway 80, Highway 80, the events that took along this stretch of highway, which when it runs through Alabama, starts in Russell County and goes all the way to Sumter County, also known as the Black Belt, has in it lessons, historical lessons, that if our people were to study, I think that they would begin to come out of the darkness that they're in. So what I did was I assembled together some of the top researchers in the country from different HBCUs, most of them from Alabama State University. And I just want to let the listening audience know that I am speaking to you all from the very spot to where Martin Luther King did his doctoral research at Alabama State University.
Wow.
He came to Montgomery not to pastor the Dexter King Memorial Baptist Church. He did not come to Montgomery to lead a boycott. He came to Montgomery to sit under the tutelage of Dr. Lawrence Reddick in the History and Political Science Department at Alabama State. So we're sitting right on top of history. But that's just one of the things that we talk about in the book. But we analyze the politics of this region, which arguably has shaped global politics, arguably has shaped not only the environmental justice, but all social justice mantras have to come through Highway 80. Because so many of the personalities that are responsible for giving us not only the so-called, and I put it in quotation marks, civil rights history, but the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense was started 15 miles to our west in Lowndes County, Alabama, under the auspices of the Lowndes County Freedom Organization. And so we got into a discussion in one of my classes last week about why is it when it's time to talk about the Black Panthers, you only hear about the ones in California. And that is because of a failure for the classroom, the black classroom, to own the history and determine the narrative. And so when you don't own your history, and other people have taken so much time to capture our intellectual property and to act like they're experts on ourselves, that they can present ourselves to ourselves and we won't even know who we are. And they can also imitate our strong points and take advantage of our weaknesses. So we as a people, in my opinion, are not going to progress any further until we have stopped and intentionally and methodically began to do what Ezra and Nehemiah did, which was codify our history and to own it. Because you can only go so far, and other people will take your history. So we talk about Rosa Parks. We talk about the people who started the Montgomery bus boycott. We talk about the coming of a student nonviolent coordinating committee to Lowndes County. We talk about the march from Selma to Montgomery. What really started it? The march from Selma to Montgomery was not started because of voting rights. It was started because of the death of a young person named Jimmie Lee Jackson, who in Marion, Alabama, was protesting and trying to intercede on behalf of Reverend James Orange and C.T. Vivian, who were locked up there, whom they were going to lynch later on that night. So we've got all of these issues that we have to deal with, and I'm telling you, what's in this book, Highway 80, and books like it, is so important because this book did not go through the hands of white publishers. It did not go through the hands of sanitizers who are dead set on not telling certain stories, right? And I used to law clerk for Martin Luther King's attorney, Rosa Parks' attorney, Fred Gray. And so in the book, we talk about the court case that ended segregation on the buses, what it did do and what it didn't do. We talked about the different organizations, and we talked about the leadership models, and we talked about those things that, here again, you're not going to hear other people talk about, because whenever civil rights books are written, those books are written to appeal to a certain demographic, and that demographic is not black people, because black people don't read. So they're going to write books that appeal to the masses of Caucasian people and the masses of people who identify with that colonization type of mentality, purely because civil rights has been so sanitized and it has been so manipulated as to where the true essence of our resistance is not even discussed. And so we can begin the discussion, you know, not in 1965, not in 1955, but in 1865. And so when African-Americans, or free men, if you would, were so-called emancipated, you have to understand 2 years prior to that, Abraham Lincoln ordered the slaughter of thousands of Sioux Indians because they were fighting for their land. And that's your Thanksgiving story. So there's a relationship between Thanksgiving and the push for civil rights and the push for nationalism and the push for ethnic identity, because that holiday, according, and with Christmas and with Easter, all of those holidays, according to Frederick Douglass and other people, were set up purely to make sure that white people stay in power and in control. That's the mark of the beast. That's the mark on the forehead and on the palm of the hand. It has existed for over 2,000 years, and it continues to exist this day under the geopolitical, social, and religious. Religion plays a big role in this, purely to keep black people ignorant of who they are and what really has happened to us. And once we understand, when we talk in the book about the lynchings, I was able to get some of the SNCC papers. They released them to me to publish, and we published those papers in the book that talks about how Stokely Carmichael and how Bernard Lafayette and John Lewis and all of those were going into these dens of evil. Some of the bloodiest places in America, some of the worst genocide ever has taken place in Montgomery, Alabama. And so I want to invite you all to come and see these places and see the monuments that was dedicated to them, because this is what our young people are failing for the lack of. They're failing for the lack of understanding of what has happened. And during that time,
Pastor White, I don't mean to interrupt you, but excuse me for interrupting you so abruptly, because the information that you're giving out is so important and so pertinent and so clarified and so transparent. But I got to tell everybody, I'm honored that you were going to bring me down to Alabama, and I just want to share that tip with the listeners. And at what time we're going to go to the bridge, the Pettus Bridge. Tell everybody about that, because I'm excited, and I can't wait to come down.
Right. Well, what you had, as I mentioned, Jimmie Lee Jackson was killed 25 miles from Selma in a place called Marion, Alabama, which is also the founding place of Alabama State University. Alabama State University came into existence partly because of money that was received from the Amistad Mutiny that had taken place years before its founding. But the revolt of the African Sierra Leoneans aboard the Amistad, the money that was taken up for that court case actually went to build what is Lincoln Normal School, which is Alabama State University. If we skip to around 1963-64, you have the murder of Jimmie Lee Jackson and the SNCC people, which is Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and the local people who had risen up against the white power structure, wanted to take his body and march from Selma to Montgomery with his body and dump the body at the foot of the state capitol. And that's symbolic because that's where Jefferson Davis gave his speech to the Confederacy before entering into the Civil War. Well, Martin Luther King and the other members of Southern Christian Leadership Conference told the young people that that was a little too bold and brazen, but what we could do is use this as an opportunity for a bigger issue called voting rights. And you have to understand the ideological and the philosophical battle that takes place between the older and the younger over the objectives, right?
Yeah.
The old, the younger people.
Doctor, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
In the essence of time, because it's just 12:36, and we only have a couple of minutes left. Can we get you back on our show? Yes.
Professor Reams can't get into. I'm sorry to interrupt, but he just actually called me. He can't get into the show, Professor Reams, because he said it's sand that is full. So I just wanted to give you that message, okay?
No, that's such a it's so amazing that I'm doing the show out of town in Atlanta right now, and everybody's been just texting me left and right saying that they can't get into the show. Now sometimes we have technical difficulties, but not much like these. And so I really believe because we're getting this very pertinent information, it's something because this morning a lot of my stuff was not showing on in the studio on the computer this morning. The devil is a liar, and the devil will not succeed. But what I want to say is, Pastor White, can we get you back on the show next week?
Sure. With good Lord willing, we can take some time out, and I can break it down for you and get the understanding.
Yes,
because it's
Pastor
a lot
White,
of information.
It is a lot, and we want to hear it all. So, Pastor White, please tell everybody how to get your book right now.
Sure. You can go to linuslearning.com, L-I-N-U-S, learning.com. And it's called Highway 80. And if you just go on that website, linuslearning.com. And we're loading this book with information. And we tried to keep it as cheap as possible. It's actually the textbook for my class, so all of my students have it. But it's called Highway 80, and you can get it at linuslearning.com, L-I-N-U-S, learning.com. And we also have tests you can take to see how much you know. So I have a Martin Luther King literacy test to where people can take exams on Martin Luther King just to see how much they know, because a lot of times people don't know as much as they think they do. And so they may be familiar with Martin Luther King but not know some of the basic information about his life.
Now, Pastor White, do you have an email? Because it's almost time to cut the show off. Do you have an email address where people can reach out to you? Go right ahead. Please give it out.
Sure. The email address is rwhite@alasu.edu.
Go right ahead. Say it one more time, please.
Okay. R as in Robert, White. R. White, one word, at alasu.edu. R. White at alasu.edu.
Okay, now let's give a big hand to our special guest, Pastor Robert White, who's going to come back on our show next Monday, and we'll have the full 2 hours.
Yes,
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, he's on.
Yes, I'm here.
let's give a big hand for Pastor Robert White, who's going to come back on our show next week, and we're going to have a full 2 hours with him, and we'll get a whole lot more information because this has been an amazing thing. So really quick, we're not going to be able to do all the things we normally do on the show because I got to go jump on an airplane, but let's go around the circle real quick. Clarence M. Allen.
He's on the call now, okay? We've merged him in.
Oh, praise God. Good morning, Professor Reams. Everybody say good morning, Professor Reams, please.
Good morning, Commentator Reams.
Good morning.
Good morning, Professor Reams.
Good morning. Good morning, Professor Reams. And so this is a pleasure because Professor Reams meet Professor Pastor White. How you guys? You guys
hey,
say,
how are you?
Hey, just fine.
How are you?
And a pleasure. I'm doing fine, sir. And thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing the good information. Yes.
Right.
And so next Monday, we're going to go back, but I got 5 minutes to go down there to get to the airport. So I want to get everybody's closing remarks. And instead of doing the commentary this week, we're going to have next week we'll make up for this week. Unfortunately, this will be the shortest show we ever did. But without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, give us your closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. White, for coming in and our other guests. I want to thank everybody. Thank God Almighty for having another amazing show in such a short time. I'm on the road right now myself, so just traveling grace and safe passage for everyone who's traveling today. God bless y'all. Have an amazing week. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. And remember this, our celebration in Thanksgiving Day cannot be the same as America because we have ancestors who were victimized from this holiday.
Amen, amen. Amen. Without further ado, amen. Cousin V, give us your closing remarks. Cousin V.
Well, for one, happy Thanksgiving and traveling grace to everyone. On Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we will have a triple header. Of course, the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. So everyone have a blessed week.
Amen, amen. Without further ado, Prophetess Monica, give us. We won't even have time for Scripture of the Week, but give us your closing remarks.
Okay, well, my closing remarks is Psalms 89, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever with my mouth. I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. That's Psalms 89, verse 1. God bless you all. Love
amen.
You all.
Amen, amen. Without further ado, Pastor White, give us a short closing remarks. We have 2 minutes. Pastor White, are you there? Okay, I think we might have lost Pastor White. So without further ado, Professor Reams, please give us your closing remarks.
Everyone, you're doing a wonderful job. Continue to lift up and have a wonderful gift. And as I always say, trust in the Lord because he will never let you down.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Now, without further ado, I have 2 minutes to get downstairs from this hotel and get down to the airport. I want to thank everybody.
You.
Yeah, thank you. And traveling grace to
you. Man of God.
Great.
And God bless you.
I love all of you guys so much. And I really thank Pastor White for coming on our show. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And I'll be looking forward to touching back down to Los Angeles. A special shout out to Professor Reams, who's always there for us no matter what happens.
Yes.
Man, we love you, Professor Reams. Let's give Professor Reams a big hand. He's always there for us, always.
Yes.
So we'll be setting up our show for next Monday. You're welcome, Professor Reams. We love you. And I want to tell everybody out there, whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come. Remember that the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself so that there be no limits. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We'll be here next Monday. We'll get a full 2 hours in, and we'll find out why all my music wasn't here and all why we were having all these technical difficulties and people couldn't call into the show. We'll get it all fixed for you next week. I love y'all. God bless you. Happy Black Thanksgiving to everybody, okay? All right.
Happy
ado,
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I love
y'all.
God bless you. God bless you. Peace.
God bless you.
Hey, what's up? Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.